From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. A senior U.S. official says the talks on Iran's nuclear program are tough and getting even more difficult as tomorrow's deadline approaches. Remaining issues still being negotiated at the talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, have been left to the end, as we hear now from VOA's Al Pessin.
The U.S. official said senior negotiators continue to put ideas on the table during their two or three daily meetings, but they've not found the right combination of terms on the remaining issues. The official spoke under the condition reporters not identify the person or publish direct quotes. The official indicated remaining issues include future Iranian research and development on nuclear enrichment and the pace and timing of relief from economic sanctions. The official said no one is giving up on finding a solution and predicted the talks will go right up to the deadline Tuesday night. Al Pessin, Lausanne.
Arab leaders vowing to continue the Saudi-led airstrikes against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Arab League Secretary General Nabil Al Arabi said when Yemen's legitimate government, headed by President Abed Rabo Mansur Hadi, must be restored. Also on Sunday, Pakistan evacuated 500 of its nationals from Yemen. Thousands of people marched in the Tunisian capital Sunday against terrorism following the March 18th attack on the Bardo National Museum that killed 21 people, most of them foreigners. Rally came a day after security forces say they killed 9 men belonging to the Islamist group Uqbat ibn Nafa Brigade, suspected of carrying out the museum attack. This is VOA News. The head of Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission, Adahiro Jega, says it will be today at the earliest before a clear results is known in the country's presidential election, which extended to Sunday because of technical problems and delays on Saturday.
We have received many complaints and allegations, and we have been doing our best to investigate each report that has come to us.
President Goodluck Jonathan running for re-election against Muhammadu Buhari, a former military leader, 57-year-old president, and his People's Democratic Party are facing a tough challenge from the All Progressives Congress and General Buhari, who is 72. The German Wings co-pilot accused of intentionally crashing his plane into the Alps may have had vision problems in addition to being treated by psychologists. The newspaper Bild am Sonntag reported on Sunday that the investigators found evidence that 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz feared losing his eyesight due to a detached retina. French officials are saying the plane's flight recorders indicate that Lubitz locked the pilot out of the cockpit before the jet crashed on Tuesday, killing all 150 people on board. Flight 9525 was bound from Barcelona to Dusseldorf when it crashed about 100 kilometers north of the French Riviera city of Nice. France's ruling Socialist Party and its leader, François Hollande, did not do well in local elections on Sunday, according to the head of the conservative UMP party, led by the former president Nicolas Sarkozy. Prime Minister Manuel Valls acknowledged the setback for the socialist and said the far-right FN gains were too high. U.S. and South Korea forces led a landing drill today near the port city of Pohang as part of an annual military exercise. Taking part in the exercise, Lieutenant Justin Whitaker, a U.S. Marine.
In the event of a crisis, both the Korean military as well as the United States military will be involved in obviously meeting whatever the threat is, as well as keeping the people of Korea safe, doing our best to provide protection and, again, just to meet the crisis.
South Korean military officials say the drill mobilized about 7,600 Navy and Marine personnel and 30 naval vessels, as well as several landing craft. Earlier this month, North Korea fired 2 short-range missiles off the East Coast hours before the joint military exercises began. North Korea regularly protests the joint drills, which it calls a rehearsal for invasion. The current exercise running through April the 24th. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.